up to the foot of the hat of fourth? No, I don't think so. Oh no, we're staying up there. This is funk.
Yeah, yeah. It's fun, it's fun. So Christian knows how to play the guitar. He's not like perfect at it. Like he taught himself, which is kind of impressive.
No big deal.
Did you really?
Yeah.
How did you do it? Did you find like YouTube videos? There's some dude.
This was before YouTube, dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, I don't know. I taught myself. We had a video. There was a video that I like on VHS. But no, you just go online and we could go online and you could find like chords.
You said VHS.
Yeah.
Wow, that was old school.
I had a VHS video. I was like in ninth grade. And I was like, you know what girls would like. I start off by playing the harmonica, ladies, and then really good at that, and then less good at everything else.
So what else do you know how to play other than the harmonica and guitar?
I play the harmonica, the guitar, the banjo, the mandolin.
Wow.
But most of those are just like acceptably to like do background stuff. I can't like do solos or anything, but I love the banjo and I love the guitar and the mandolin, and then I can like learn songs. When you watch the Jurassic Prick videos, I do all the background music at the end of those.
Oh, really?
The terrible, terrible MIDI keyboard. But yeah, I think it's good. I don't know, do you play instruments?
No.
Why
sadly
not?
I don't. I never, it's not that I never had an interest. I've always wanted to learn either the violin or the piano, because those are my favorite. Oh God, saxophone too. I love wind instruments. Like,
yes.
Every once in a while you come across a song that's already good, and then all of a sudden you'll hear the saxophone and you're like, oh my God, it's so good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you're right, saxophone's great.
It
we have
great.
One at the house I'm not very good at. M'lady, she plays the saxophone.
Really?
She
I
did
didn't know
back
that.
In the day. Yeah, so it's left over, and occasionally she's like way cooler than me, but she'll go into like, when I was in marching band, it was like this. And she'll do like roll, step, and turn. But yeah, being in a band is something I miss. I was in a band in college, and if you look at the people in the band, it's me. Our lead singer's name was Michael Jackson, but then it's like—
Like his literal name? Like
yeah. Okay. He's like this really sweet, like, Princeton, New Jersey kid. The kind, like, just like, beep, 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 choir boy. And then the chief product officer of Facebook. The head of BuzzFeed Motion Pictures. And Joe Perry's son.
Hey, you're a
Scott Turow's son. I don't know, presumed innocent. It was, everyone was way more famous than me and Robbie Bierman, who were.
You're a host on TYT, come
on. You're damn right. Yeah. But yeah, bands are great. Everyone should join a band, even if it's terrible. It's really, really fun. Okay, what did you want to talk about on the post game today?
Okay, I promised a really quick Charlie story, so we'll do that. And then you actually have a topic that I think is a lot more interesting. So let me just get this out of the way. So you know you love your pet and you made the right decision of adopting your pet or getting your pet when they have a dingleberry and you think it's cute and you clean it and then it's not a problem. Like I get grossed out pretty easily. You know, like when you get married and you're living with someone, not even if you get married, like certain things kind of gross you out. Like, I don't want to hear you fart, dude. Like, I just don't. And so that'll annoy me. But like, if Charlie has a dingleberry, I'll be like, he's got a dingleberry.
For those not familiar with all the different kinds of produce at Whole Foods, what's a dingleberry?
Okay, dingleberry is when, in this case, when Charlie went outside to do number two, to do a poo. And he'll get like a little like speck of poo on his butt hair, right?
Okay.
Because he's got a fluffy butt.
Yeah.
And I've trimmed it in the past, but one time I trimmed it poorly and it looked terrible and it takes forever to grow back. So now I just kind of like let it go. And he's got like this like fluffy little butt. And every once in a while, it doesn't happen often, every once in a while he'll get a little dingleberry and have to take care of it.
Does he wipe his butt on the ground?
No, he doesn't. Well, usually when dogs do that, usually, not in all cases. There might be an issue, or you haven't drained their anal glands, which you're supposed to do. I'm serious, though. People think that's weird, but it's true. You're supposed to drain their anal glands.
How? Why? Why would that not be the kind of thing that they can do on their own?
Yeah, I wish that they did.
But that doesn't make any sense to me. Would they, if they evolved anal glands, that do something?
Someone had told me that if you give your dog a proper diet, then you don't have to worry about that, but that's not true. Like Charlie eats better than I do. I put way more consideration into his diet than my own diet. And you have to do it. So a lot of people will have the groomers do it. I'm not grossed out by it because he's Charlie and he's a perfect creature and I'll do anything for him. So I do it myself usually when I give him a bath, like once a month or something.
The more I think about this, mm-hmm. the less I buy the anal gland theory.
You should look into it, it's true.
Because what's more likely that dogs, which evolved over millions of years, mm-hmm. have these glands that need a different animal to vent, or somebody somebody was with their dog.
Dogs are descendants of wolves, right? And because of us domesticating them and breeding them in a certain way, they've become what they are now. Charlie is like the furthest thing from a wolf, right? So I don't know if we've made them devolve or evolve, whatever.
On the upside, when you breed them like this, you'll get a companion for life, a loyal, dedicated friend. On the downside, you gotta milk its butthole glands. Your choice. Are you a cat person or a dog person now?
Yeah.
Cats, the downside is they're gonna lick the poop off themselves.
Yeah.
And then every so often just go.
And then cough it up on your floor.
But they wait till you die before they eat. The other option for the anal gland as like wisdom is somebody was like, thought they were alone and started doing weird stuff to a dog butt. Someone else walked in and was like, what are you doing? And they're like, I'm milking his anal glands. Which you have to do because of science.
So look,
and then they just push that lie on everyone else for millennia.
Look, I'm not an expert on this, so I apologize if I get anything wrong. Please take what I say with a grain of salt. But I believe, based on what I've read, that the stuff that builds up in their anal gland is you know how dogs like to sniff each other?
Mm-hmm.
It's like their ID, like their doggy DNA or something, and it's used to like attract one another. I don't know. But there's a reason why that exists. And sometimes there's a little bit of buildup and you gotta take care of it.
Okay.
And so I take care of it.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I like that you love your dog.
Yeah.
It's very endearing. I watch your Snap stories or whatever, your Instagram stories,
yeah.
and you're like, oh, I'm about the dog, so that's good.
Thanks.
All right, so I'm glad that you got that out. Let's talk about something more digital entertainment related.
Yes, please. I'm sure the audience is done hearing about anal glands.
I did a video on anal glands recently. No, I didn't. I did a video on racist monuments and how I thought I could bring people together, but the title of it was something like, it was definitely like how monuments are like racist porn.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not mad necessarily about the title of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm frustrated about how titling in general has gotten to that point.
Mm-hmm.
And how many people make so many judgments about the piece based on
the
that
title.
Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. if I think a better title for the video I did could have been how monuments are less offensive if you think of them like porn.
Mm-hmm.
Like porn makes it less offensive because it's just like, oh, it's kind of pervy, but I'm sure I don't understand your fetish. Just put it away. You know? So, but
it's funny.
But it's weird. Like there were all these comments and I went in and I was like, I'm going to set you guys straight. It's actually bringing us together instead of tearing us apart. But the whole titling of it, I hate that it's judged so much. People were literally like, I am not going to watch this.
Yeah.
Young Turks has gone over the line.
Yeah.
And I want to be the last person who defines what this company means to people.
Right.
You know?
Well, I do think that, you know, in some cases, I mean, I've experienced the same thing. And we were talking about it during the break, where there's a story and there. Okay, so it's hard to explain the production process. It's not hard, it's just boring. But I'll give you some of the details.
Everyone smokes peyote for 2 hours. And then we just
I wish that were the case, but no, that's not what happens. I personally put a lot of thought into the stories that we cover, and I want to make sure that I do right by the audience and report the story as accurately as humanly possible. I'm not perfect. Every once in a while, maybe I'll get something wrong and you guys set me straight, and I love that. But overall, like I put a lot of research and time and effort in getting the story right. So, you know, a lot of us do. I know John does as well. And I just, we want to make sure that the story is reported as perfectly as possible, and then we share our opinion. You guys might disagree with our opinions time to time, but the facts are the facts. So every once in a while, we'll do a story that's well researched, lots of context. The commentary is well thought out, thoughtful, and I feel proud of it. And I'm really looking forward to the audience watching that video. And then it'll be titled in a way. I don't title the videos. I think a lot of people don't know that for some reason.
Right.
They think the hosts do everything. Like we title it and, you know, we make the graphics and we order the graphics. We have a say in what kind of story gets covered and how we'd like to cover it, but we don't do every little technical component of that video. And so it'll be titled in a way that's not appealing and it's clickbaity or whatever, mm-hmm. right? And then the audience will judge that entire video just based on that title. They haven't even watched the video. Because of the title, they don't want to watch the video.
Right.
The title will piss them off so much that they're like, I don't want to watch this anymore. And it's, oh, no, please give us a shot. Please just click on the video and watch it. Just watch it. Just
watch
it.
And on the other hand, more people will end up seeing this video if it fits a certain kind of rubric for successful internet video title. Which I'm glad I'm not the one titling the videos.
Hell yeah.
Because I'd either make them too stupid. I'm pretty confident I'd make them too stupid.
Get out of here.
Or I just wouldn't really know like when to upload it, how to upload it. So it has the best shot of getting this message I believe in because I worked on it out to the most people.
Right. So let me be clear about something. People who publish these videos have an incredibly difficult and important job. And so I have so much love and respect for our publishing department because it's, again, a very hard job. It's a creative job. You have to think of a way to accurately depict the video and also, you know, fit certain algorithms so your video gets seen by people and also have a title that's appealing. And that's hard. That's a hard job, especially when you consider how much content we put out there on a daily basis, right? And it's not just YouTube, it's Facebook and all these other platforms that we're involved with now. So they have a tough job. So this is not me, you know, criticizing them. This is me saying their job is so difficult that every once in a while, you know, maybe their judgment isn't in the right place. And so they'll title it in a way that they think makes sense, but the audience will react in a negative way toward it. And then, you know, unfortunately, the video doesn't get watched. And so what I'm trying to say is, even if the video's title is not something that you like, just give the video a shot because you might like the content.
It's so sad though to me that like a video has to be titled a certain way in order to succeed. There was like a thing, I forget where it was. It was like a Breitbart X. It was someone, I think in the New York Times or Washington Post talked about the editor of Breitbart and said that a lot of times the Breitbart articles are normal.
Uh-huh.
But like Bannon would swoop in and be like, change the title to this.
Yeah, the titles are crazy.
Can make it like that. And it's just like that in itself over there on that side of the spectrum affects like algorithms that are computed and and learned from and modified by Facebook and then have to apply to our videos. I feel it's tough that I don't think we do it as badly as other people do it
by and large. I don't think we do
either. I'm pretty proud of it a lot of the times, I definitely have those times like we should have made this a more salacious title, mm-hmm. but in the long run, I don't want that. It's just a weird place that everyone at the internet's at right now.
Yeah. It's a super delicate balance because you want to do right by the audience. But at the same time, in order for us to get information out there and do what we do, we need resources. And the only way you get resources is if you have, you know, corporate investors, which more often than not, they want to have a say in your content. We got really, really, really lucky because we got that investment and no one touches our content. And I love it. I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I love TYT, but I love TYT for one reason, specific reason. no one tells me what I can and can't say. The second someone comes to me and says, Anna, you can't say that, it's gonna piss off one of our investors, I'm out, bye. Okay, I am not, you think I'm sticking around with crappy pay? With crappy pay because I'm cool with people telling me what I can and can't say. To me, editorial freedom is way more valuable than, you know, $1 million contract or whatever people are making on television.
$300,000 if you're the DJ who touched Taylor Swift's butt.
No, that was the remainder of Homeboy's contract.
That was
a fucking remainder of his contract. How unbelievable is that? The remainder of his contract. The remainder. He's a DJ. I'm not saying that DJ shouldn't make money. Like, do you, boo? But the remainder is $300,000? The remainder. Anyway. Fuck that. That is some bullshit.
I just want that contract. It'd be so nice.
Oh my God. The remainder.
The remainder.
Dude, give me
the number that remains. The balance.
The balance,
my friend. I don't know. All right. Well, I think we solved everything.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
We just solved the world's problems on the post game, one day at a time.
And yesterday when we were doing that Taylor Swift thing, something else came to mind. We talked about Taylor Swift. I have never gotten all my feelings on Taylor Swift out in a single video.
Do you want to do it now?
It's impossible. I respect Taylor Swift. I want to get it done because I said at when the cameras weren't rolling, like, I have so many thoughts about Taylor Swift is the most depressing thing about me.
No, I don't think so.
To me anyways.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God. I know how she's developed as an artist, but she's made so many decisions that have been wise from her point of view and have incidentally helped other people. She, however, has, I don't think, ever been motivated by anything other than blind self-interest, which I respect.
You do?
But then, which I respect it as, I don't like people who, I guess she's hypocritical in that she's kind of avowed that. She stands up for others. Like when she had her statement, which you should read if you haven't, which is during the lawsuit against the guy that touched her butt, Remainder Man, Captain Remainder.
Yeah, the Remainder.
She just responded to him in every way, but then said she was speaking up for people who can't speak up for themselves. But it was a really good PR move. And then look at Katy Perry on the other side, and Katy Perry's just like that camp counselor, like, I just wanna have a good time. I'm not sure who I am right now. And I'm decidedly older than T-Swift, which is sadder that I don't know. And she does, which is her new single, and that's why it's $10 to buy a ticket to one of her concerts.
Whoa.
Yeah, there was a title that was like, it's less for a box of tampons than to go see Katy Perry.
Whoa.
Or it's less for a Katy Perry than it is for a box of tampons.
Well, look, I think Taylor Swift, like most people, is shake and bake, mixed bag, right?
Right.
She's a mixed bag. And all of us, we're all mixed bags. None of us are all good or all bad. We have our flaws and she has her flaws. And I look, my commentary on that story probably irritated a lot of people, but it's the truth about how I feel. I hate the fakeness that that happens in the evolution of female pop stars, right? Again, that I'm a good girl when they're super young, and then all of a sudden they like get kind of close to their mid to late 20s, and they're like, now I'm a bad girl. And it's just fake. It's been done over and over and over again. So that frustrates me. I just want authenticity. That's it.
And that's why I like Miley Cyrus right now.
I have no problem with her performance.
Younger now, with like at the VMAs, with like a bunch of older dancers, and little kids on motorcycles.
But Miley Cyrus went through that too.
She did, like, but right now she seems pretty positive.
So didn't Miley Cyrus say some like questionable things about black people? I don't know. I don't know. Pop.
That's
news.
The other part. It's like I don't remember that.
Neither.
And it's I'm not proud that I don't remember it. I should know it as someone from Pop Trigger. But and that's another thing, is everybody has said so many things that I will inevitably forget the worst thing that they've said.
I'm so happy that I don't do entertainment news anymore. I hated doing entertainment news so much. In fact, this is an admission. And look, people who do entertainment news, I'm actually kind of jealous of you because it's depressing covering the type of crap that we cover every day. And doing something lighter seems a lot more appealing sometimes. But when we were doing the Taylor Swift story yesterday, I got really bored.
during the story?
Yeah, I got really bored at one point. And Cenk loves that kind of stuff. Like, he eats it up. Eats it up. I had to fight so hard to stop covering entertainment news. And then when I finally did, it felt like a victory for me. But I feel kind of bad because he genuinely is interested in those topics. And so he was having a good time discussing it. You saw how like giddy he mm-hmm. was. And I was just like on the edge, like internally thinking, oh my God, I don't want to talk about this anymore. I don't care. You know what I'm saying?
I like the balance. For uh-huh. me, it's always been that. Like, I do better when there's more different kinds of stuff to deal
yeah.
with.
Pop Trigger does a good job with that, I think.
Thank you. Yeah. But yeah, I like if I do too much political stuff, like I was doing that show with Michael Shore back in, on the current days, and yeah. it was political, 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 and then Pop Trigger came up as a possibility, and that was a great way to balance it out.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know, man.
All right.
Good well, stuff.
That does it, I think, for the post game.
Yeah.
Brett, I love doing the show with you. I'm glad that you're, you know, taking charge for hour two and doing post games with me. It's awesome.
It's a really great time.
Yeah, it
Sorry
is.
Sorry I almost made you cry today.
It's okay.
But it was really fun for me.
Okay, get out of here. All right, guys. Thank you for watching. We'll see you tomorrow.